Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Breckett with the Etna Community Church, and I'm your pastor of the day. Now, last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, and it celebrated the coming of the Holy Spirit to indwell the apostles. After Jesus' resurrection, Jesus appeared to the apostles, as we read in the first chapter of the book of Acts, which reads, "To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and we not many days from now." Now remember that Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection happened at the time of Passover in Jerusalem. The Jews' next celebration was Shavuot, which was to be 50 days later. Now, as we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 26, "On the first day of first fruits, when you present to the Lord an offering of new grain from the festival of weeks, which is a Shavuot, hold a secret assembly and do not do regular work." Now, in addition to being a spring harvest feast, Shavuot was regarded as a time that God gave the Torah to Israel at Mount Sinai, which happened 7 weeks after Israel's miraculous exodus from Egypt. Jews from all over the world would gather in Jerusalem for the celebration. Jesus' apostles were also waiting there. As we read in Acts chapter 2, it says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, each because one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, 'Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs were here declaring the works of God in our own tongues.' Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said, 'Oh, they've had too much wine.' Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd. He said, 'Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. I will show the wonders in heavens above and the signs on earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That day, 3,000 of those Jews who had come to Jerusalem for Shavuot accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. How about you?" I'm Pastor Bob Breckett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day.